Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Well, today I want to talk about kids, obesity, and family meals. And this is a great time, I think, for this topic because I know the pace in households is revving up with schools starting to open up. And a lot of families are wondering, what are we going to be doing for dinner at the end of a busy day? And there might be a lot more pick up, take out, stop by. And you really want to perhaps rethink that for the health of your children. So here's the scoop. I know you've been hearing about the obesity crisis among our young people in the United States, and believe it or not, it is now a worldwide problem. About 25% of children and teens in this country are overweight or obese. So think about that. Out of every four kids, you line up four kids, one of those four are going to be either overweight or obese. So that's pretty shocking. And this extra weight can cause early, big-time health problems. So these are just a few of the health issues related to excess weight in kids. And actually, these are some of the things that I'm starting to see, well, have been probably in the past 5 years in my nutrition counseling practice. We're getting younger and younger people with these issues. High blood pressure. Increased risk in asthma. There's a very strong connection between weight and asthma risk in kids. Kids with high cholesterol. Can you imagine having your 12-year-old with high cholesterol? Well, we're seeing it in our offices. And an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. This is the diabetes where the pancreas stops making enough insulin and or the body can't use the insulin because of the obesity, especially the weight that's located in the tummy. It acts like a barrier and your body can't use your insulin. So we're seeing this in 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids. Shocking. So there are a lot of reasons that children are taking in extra calories. So I want to just talk about a few of these key ones. And I'm hoping that you'll think about this in the context of your family and your children and what their habits are, and that it might help you target some places that you might want to change within the family. TV and computer time has actually, I mean, this is no surprise, has been linked to increased risk of weight gain in kids. And in fact, the newest guidelines from the American Heart Association and the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, both of those target TV and computer time as a problem. And they suggest no more than 2 hours of TV or computer time for children per day. Kids are getting more than twice that per day. There's overall less physical activity with kids. They're inside doing that computer stuff and not outside playing, riding their bikes, running around, playing hide and seek. So activity is a big issue. And then in the food department, this is what we're seeing as trends. High calorie snack foods. And of course, your child's working on the computer or watching TV or playing video games, they're probably munching, especially if they get assaulted with all of those TV ads for snack foods. And when I say high calorie snack foods, I'm also talking about foods that have almost no nutritional value, like chips, for example, all those snacky crackers that are coated and layered with fat and sugar and salt. And then kids are drinking a lot of calories. Kids aren't being raised with just milk at meals for a beverage and then water in between meals. Kids are growing up with sodas, juices, sports drinks that they're drinking all day long. So several hundred calories will come from drinking those calories. And in fact, in adults, 25% of our calories come from beverages. Side note, parents. And then fast food eating is pretty much as high as ever. Families feel a little intense in the time department. And so it's so easy, isn't it, to pick up a pizza, pick up subs, burgers and fries and bring them home. So kids are growing up on this kind of food without that physical activity. Okay, so that's the dilemma. Parents, really, you can take action to reverse this weight gain. I think it takes a family effort. It's not about your kids being on a diet. You don't even go there. There's no having your child eat this way and the whole family is eating another way. There's no counting calories. There's no weighing your child. You just can't do that. Your children just need to be raised in a healthy eating environment. So it's a whole family deal, if you will. There aren't kids' meals and parents' meals. All meals should be healthy. You as a parent set the standard. More meals prepared at home. And thinking about having at least one meal together as a family, even if it's breakfast or if it's dinner. So this is a scoop on family meals, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Kids have better grades. They stay out of trouble. We know that they are less likely to use tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. Isn't that amazing? That's with sitting down as a family and eating together. And the other deal is family meals let your kids help with food preparation, so there's a learning curve there for them. It helps them discover some new healthy foods if you've got them on the menu. They can learn good table manners, and that's just really important in raising your children, and it gives them good bonding communication time with the family to talk about the day coming up or the day that has happened. So when I was raising my two children, when we were raising them, we always had breakfast together. Believe it or not, right through high school, we had breakfast together. We just made that effort to do it, and we always had a family meal together. And sometimes it was 8:30 at night because it was after soccer, but that was cool. So just getting you thinking about your eating environment at home, the environment with your children, and the foods that you are providing for them. So that's it for today. And just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. And until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly.